Something's different.
What?
Something's different.
With whom?
Kevin, smile.
I just felt it.
Smile at me.
I just felt it. Something's different.
Something different. There's something different in Kevin's smile.
Something different this way comes.
Kevin, say Mikey phone.
Mikey phone.
Who's that in my Zoom screen?
That's not very... That's not the Mikey phone that I have come to know.
Something's different in my damn Zoom screen.
Okay.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the Mikey phone of a... bail me out, Hayes.
I smell the fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the Mikey phone.
Fee-fi-fo-fum, right? We have that Mikey phone. That's what we have.
Rich man's son.
Rich man's son. But here's what's interesting. I had always known this man as the son of a rich man.
Yeah.
But today...
Suddenly he's acting like it.
He's actually the son of a gray lady.
If I was a rich man, son. Na 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 na.
I've been noticing that Kevin has been walking around like a legendary coxman for the last several days. I said, what's going on with him? Why is he walking around like that?
He's been manspreading. He's been manspreading all over the HeadGum offices. I'm being sent photos from the staff there saying something's changed, something's different. And look at him sipping his little tea, his fancy teas. He's got all these special new drinks. And when I ask him what kind of tea he's having, he goes, oh, I wouldn't worry about it. Two cups, different cup. He just showed two different cups.
Same hand.
And when I asked what was in the second cup, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm worried about it. You don't need to worry about it. You're drinking it. I'm worried about it. My friend's drinking it.
So what has taken place is, I wonder, why is Kevin walking around like a legendary coxman?
Yeah, what is it that's changed that's made
and
him
I'm none the wiser
carry that particular musk and swagger?
Until today, why is Kevin emitting, why is Kevin blasting pheromones? I'm catching up on the New York Times today. Fell way it's behind. Good
to, yeah, I call it the New York Take Your Times. Because that's what I like to do with it. I don't read the whole damn thing in one day. I go ahead and I, piece by piece, I read it and I eat it.
And I get to a picture of Jake Johnson. I know him.
Oh, I know him. He's in the hat pack. He actually has very positive things to say about the hat.
And Garth Reynolds. I don't know him. Don't care to. No, nothing against him.
No, I'm at capacity. Lovely guy, but I cannot imagine the space I would be able to create in my life for him.
I think I'm good.
In terms of me meeting Garth Reynolds, it wouldn't be a bad experience, but it's neutral for me because I'm going to immediately dismiss him and say, I don't have room for another guy like you.
Yes.
I have quite a few guys like you.
That's right. I'm
a guy like you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want me to kick Tim Baltz to the curb, gladly, but he's still occupying such a narrow sliver of my time.
Yes.
That doesn't make us friends.
I'm a guy like you. I host a podcast with a guy like you, and another guy like you is on the podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
So I think I'm good.
I think I'm good. Hey, pal, I think I'm good.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. Thank you so much. I actually think I'm good right now.
Oh my God. You are the nicest. I'm so totally good right now. I couldn't possibly have another guy like me, but thank you. That is awesome. That's so nice of you.
but I'll read about it. I owe him at least that much.
Yeah.
It's about the podcast. We're here.
I'd love
help.
To meet him as well. I mean, I'd love to be friends with him. He seems like such a great guy.
He should do the show.
Oh, God, I'd love to have him. I'd love to be friends with him. You know what I mean? I'd like to be closer to Tim Paltz as well.
Mm-hmm. Every time I'm like, this should go beyond the show. We're basically, we're like it, we're starting on third base.
Texting with him, right?
You know?
Yeah, but I don't have his number. I DM'd him once about a Bulls starter jacket I saw or something. That went pretty well.
And this article begins, Garth Reynolds and Jake Johnson.
I think he said, oh, nice. Or what size, maybe he said.
And I don't even want to read this part. Shit's boring.
Mm-hmm.
I keep going. I press on. Whacking my way through the prose with my machete. Mm-hmm. It's about their podcast, We're Here to Help. I know about that show. I promoted it.
Mm-hmm. I launched it.
I lent my the trust people have in me. I lent to the show.
Here you go.
It's like
good,
I'm
sir.
Familiar.
Have a bit of clout.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about the show and they talk about the show. Do they ever? They basically talk about nothing else. Pretty much the whole entire article.
I haven't read it, but my impression from the excerpts that I've actually seen is they're talking about the show almost the whole time, or themselves. It's a little gauche. One can acknowledge, yes, that it's a tad bit gauche to spend an entire New York Times article talking about not the people who lent you their clout.
There's a couple other things going on in the world. I'll say that, including that other people have podcasts that you didn't talk about.
Yeah, it seems like it would come up. I know.
And this was actually
before.
And the first time when you do Dax Shepard, the armchair expert, and we do an entire show about how you don't talk about that on that show. Fool me once.
Fool me once. Fool me once. Shame on you, dunce. Fool me twice. That's not nice. Mm-hmm. Right?
Jake and Gareth made it very clear. I was not needed at this photo shoot too. Sent a couple texts. Friday at 1, right? Yep. Don't worry about
it. Should we be doing that? Wait, that's something we can do? Wait a second. We could just let you know when you're not needed.
You do it in your own ways.
We can essentially hit you with the, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
I've been trying to send the message in other ways, but I didn't know I could just directly tell you.
Hey, boys. Having my birthday party tonight. I think I'm good.
Oh, yeah. They passed on that, too. They said, I'm shy.
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
They both said, I'm shy.
Gareth didn't respond.
Said it
Jake
first.
Said, I'm shy.
Okay. But Gareth was going to say, I'm shy. Whoever said it first must have felt pretty good. Whoever said it second, I was going to say, had to be like, damn, he took my shy thing. I had the perfect excuse locked and loaded.
Gareth went all the way to London so he didn't have to go to my dang birthday party.
Talk about the show. It says, their aim was to produce, without the involvement of a studio, a lighthearted and freewheeling show that helped listeners. The show debuted in August and exploded. The show debuted in August and exploded out of the gate, Johnson said. That's what Kevin did too. When he saw the numbers, he exploded out of the gate too.
Yeah, no kidding.
And been downloaded.
What he calls a certain part of his anatomy. The fucking pearly gates.
Oh, I thought the gate was the flap in his Joe boxers.
He asked if you want to meet St. Peter at the pearly gates.
Okay. that it still seems like it should be the flap and St. Peter is the anatomy.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I didn't get granular with it when he said
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
I just knew that, like, the entire zone that he was referring to.
Sure.
And I guess as we unpack it now, you're probably right. There are, you know, specific landmarks that I wasn't marking off.
We're Here to Help has been downloaded 1.7 million times.
So what? So we must be close to that.
It's like a normal year for me.
Yeah.
It's just like any old year.
That's a typical year, I'd say. The year has to be 2016, obviously.
Yeah, of course. When I say any old year, I mean any year that is old.
Any year that is old, it's getting older every year as well.
Oh, yeah. Has been ranked among the top 5 podcasts on Spotify, emphasis on has been.
Mm-hmm, right.
And was the second most popular comedy podcast among U.S. listeners on Apple. What was the first, Kevin?
Smartless. Devin Dang put me in my place.
Devin Dang.
Hey, Kev, just remember where you came from. That's what he texted me.
Devin Dang calling.
And then it says some other crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then it talks about some other
bullshit.
Bull crap. And then it says,
it's a podcast. People listen to it.
Paragraph so break.
Anyone could do that. Try to make a podcast people don't listen to.
The show's producer.
That takes commitment.
This is the main part. It's happening right now.
Show's producer.
To
okay.
me, right in front of my eyes. In the famous font. The show's producer, Kevin Bartitt, helps the hosts weed through the submissions to find one
reference to his favorite herb.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get it in there. Can you say that I weed through the submissions so that my real fans know?
To find ones with the right tone.
This bitch thinks he knows what the right tone is for a podcast.
He gets his complete own paragraph. It's just that one very short sentence. It's all about Kevin Bartell.
Moving on.
Paragraph break on either side because he stinks so bad. You got to keep everyone else away.
Kevin,
moving on.
This
guy's name stinks.
Let me tell you something as it becomes clearer and clearer why you've been behaving like such a legendary cocksman these past few days. Let me say something to keep in mind. Something that my mother-in-law is fond of saying. They have to fill a whole paper every single day.
Every single day.
They do have to fill an entire paper every day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what they cut.
Something to keep in mind. What they cut?
I got a feeling I had a couple
some of the
more
stuff
lines
that got left in the cutting room floor. How long did you talk for?
Well, I wasn't interviewed per se, but the reporter sat in on a recording, so she got on a little early. You know, we had my legendary small talk. Are you in the New York Times right now?
It's like Tron,
well,
right?
Yeah.
I am.
Okay, Jake's here. Let me let him in the Zoom.
You didn't have a follow-up.
That's like somebody saying, like, I hit a home run, and you go, like, did you look at a second pitch? It's like, oh, motherfucker. Ball was gone. Whole crowd on their feet. Are you in the New York Times right now? We ain't topping it.
I put my hands behind my head, lean all the way back.
Did you get this placement? Did you secure this?
They reached out to us.
Mm-hmm. What's that process in terms of having them reach out to us as well?
So you have her email?
I do. I guess I could forward it. Like,
hey, so I hear you're obsessed with the funniest podcasts. Damn, you wrote that whole thing? Say that for just like,
mm-hmm.
just okay. like, establish a rapport. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And just say, damn, you wrote that whole thing?
Damn, fellow pod beast. I inhale that shit. Yo, you know what'd be fucking hilarious? Oh my God, we should do this. Stop. I'm not even going to say it. Nope, I started. Doggy, we gotta fucking do this. This is so funny. I'm just thinking of it now. You know what? Pod beasts like us, we don't stop at just one pod. We got to collab on another article. Oh, this one would be funny shit, dog. And none of that boring ass here to help stuff. Let's get really freaky with it. Show them that the New York Times still has a little bit of that underground edge that made you famous. Dude, you got to do a piece on Action Boys. That could soften the ground if she bites on that. You say, I mean, if this goes well, I got a third one
yes,
too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If she says no, my hands are clean. I was never near it.
They fucked it up for us. We're mad at them at that point.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, Action Boys. Could have been New York Times.
Kevin.
Whatever. Don't need it.
What? So you go through all these emails all day long?
All day long, I get emails. Hey, guys.
Okay. So you can send me a TikTok video at 8:45 p.m. and be like, here's my idea for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Weeding through emails all day.
Remember how Sean sent a TikTok last week and then we made that a whole episode? Let's do the exact same episode. You guys won't have seen it. I found it. It wasn't our best episode before.
It was really good.
It was funny shit. I'm fucking around, man. Sometimes even I gotta pull up the curtain and say, like, I'm clowning. I know the shit was funny. I know the episode last week was good. We broke down the TikTok. We had a lot of good bits going. That's a funny Proversion. Think it should have gotten more love online. Proversion can be really good.
People are busy.
I know. It's crazy. It is crazy. Traffic.
COVID,
right?
COVID's crazy.
COVID-19.
Kevin.
No,
did any of your peers reach out?
Only after I sent it to all of them. In that sense, yes.
No one from your past said, Kevin, is this my Kevin? Surely this is the little Kevin I used to see running back and forth across the street.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get on his bike. Just missing the seat over and over again. Sliding down off the side.
The momentum from going too hard, carrying him into traffic. Mm-hmm. He stumbles forward.
Mm-hmm. Holding onto the back wheel as it drags him into the intersection. That's my Kevin.
Didn't get a lot of texts. I was pretty busy last Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday.
Okay. He had sex. He does this.
Yes, he had
Which,
sex.
By the way, I fucking
Thursday,
think that's
Friday.
Cool.
Yes.
Like, I genuinely think it's cool. I'm down to talk to my boys about that.
To be
like, and they,
so
I don't need like gross details, like just to be like, yes, dude. Like,
yes.
I'm glad that's like a healthy physical relationship you have. Like, I'm fucking pumped for you, dude. I love that.
To be having sex in such a way that you cannot receive text messages. Holy shit, mm-hmm. dude.
That is airplane
powerful
mode.
Medicine.
I'm so
I've
happy
heard
for
that.
You. Yeah, no, I heard. Yeah, you.
Some
go
people go
mode,
beast
so
mode.
Go airplane mode. Yeah,
I go airplane mode.
Well, Kevin said he has this technique where he extends
his arms and legs
straight out, and he just is able to kind of suspend himself. I mean, that's fucking cool, man. Like, I'm happy for you, but I don't know that this is the place to discuss it, just because, like, not everyone has a close relationship with you like we do. And so I know you want to talk about why you were busy, but maybe say a different reason when we talk about it.
My little sister texts me.
Ugh. Well, this is now too close to the...
She says, "Hello, idiot. Would you be offended if I got married next week?" I said, "Wow. As long as we're not walking, the four of us aren't walking down the aisle together, fine with me." She says, "Great."
Wait, this is your sister who already got married, is now getting married again next
My
week?
My other sister.
To spite you?
Double sister.
Younger sister. Middle
which
one got
one's
married.
Which?
I just like looking back and forth. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Two sisters?
The I whole. Don't know who to kill?
The whole
I don't know
time?
Which one to shoot?
There's been two of you the whole time?
Stop. Tell me something only my real sister would know about me. You were in the New York Times. Everyone knows that. I'm a legendary coxman. You go airplane mode. Why would my sister talk to me about that?
Shoot okay, the one that say airplane mode. She's not supposed to know that.
Yeah. So do your sisters sister listen is, to the it, show? Do your sisters listen to this show?
No.
Do they listen to the Jake show?
My mom does. I don't think my sister has listened to it yet. Although this sister is a big New Girl fan, so.
Mama. Right.
Are you on air talent on this show?
I dabble.
He pops in. Mm-hmm. This fucker pops in. Oh, sorry, guys. This is one of this email got all smudged. I guess I have to read it myself. Oops. This shit.
She gets Courthouse wedding. Okay. Well, I have jury duty that day.
Okay. That's so okay. You can go to the courthouse.
I'll be a different
and
courthouse.
Just meddle your way out of this wedding happening.
Mm-hmm. Cause such a scene in the courthouse where they're doing voir dire, right?
Oh, somebody hire a Carmen Miranda style dancer for the wedding?
Marble delivery.
Yes.
Big marble delivery for the long linoleum hallway. Oh, no, there's a hole in the box. Everybody fucking feet shooting up in the air. Falling, getting hurt, hurting people. Despicable.
I go to the courthouse for jury duty.
Where a jury is convicting you?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? That's what you call jury duty?
Yeah, the jury has a duty. The jury of my peers.
I'm one of the ones.
Find me guilty.
I'm one of the ones summoned. I'm sitting up there with the gang and they're interviewing us. At this point, article's been out for a couple hours. I'm kind of pissed no one's texted me yet or no one's recognized me in the courtroom. I kind of blow my cover a little bit. I'll reenact what happened with the judge. Can you say, juror number 5, what is your occupation?
Oh, I have to say it?
Could one of you say
you
it,
just
please?
Said, okay.
All right. Okay. Juror number 5, what are you on vacation?
Podcast.
You thought that maybe he was recognizing you. Hey, mm-hmm. Juror number 5.
Wait a second. Juror number 5, what?
What's your...
is so weird. What are you, what exactly is your
This
occupation?
Is crazy, but what's your...
can't believe I'm asking this. I have to plug my computer in, sorry.
Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's me.
Holding the newspaper up.
It's me. Pull the David Caruso. Yeah, it's me.
You know what I'm realizing we're getting on this podcast is just the backwash. All of Kevin's worst shit.
Right.
We're just getting like the leftover garbage.
He's so energized. He's so activated on the new podcast. Why? Because a bunch of people listen to it. Everyone likes it.
The stories.
Don't forget, you know. Like,
yes. Don't forget.
Don't forget. You don't want to know how you met Jake Johnson?
How?
You remember?
Because
I do. I do. He gave you COVID.
He did.
He spit in your mouth from a balcony.
I'm trying to catch snowflakes.
That's how it started. I think we got to deal with like a new path forward for Kevin and the show, because it obviously can't continue with him working for a big successful show.
No.
And giving them all his good stuff and then coming here and like, are they paying you? Oh my gosh, Kevin, they're paying him, Hayes. Kevin, you know that this is an art form. You're still paying your dues, buddy. Do I need to remind you about maybe don't?
They said they're paying their dudes, which is me.
Ah, fuck. Let's talk a little bit about maybe don't.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Who pulled you back from that, buddy?
Because I maybe don't.
We could have, like, that was sort of a turning point. We could have just...
We could have cut the strings right there.
We could have not let that slide the way we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, we could have just left you... We could have made that very uncomfortable.
You could still be the maybe don't guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Okay. Kevin?
Yeah?
Repeat after me.
Okay.
Kevin. Let's pretend I'm not responsible for every single good thing that's ever happened to you. And you tell me a number or make one up.
My best year is a hint. 19.
Wait a second. The best year of your life was when you were 19 years old?
Let that sink in. Non-negotiable.
Or your best year was 2019?
Definitely not.
Oh, man. You're still hanging on to when you were 19?
Okay, so they're paying you.
That's scary to me. I'm turning 20 soon. Is it all downhill from here?
So they're paying you $19,000 a year.
All right.
Okay.
What do you guys
think? We'll match it in relation to the size of the podcast audience.
Proportional. Exactly.
I believe that means that we will owe you at the end of the year $1,900.
I'll talk to my team.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.